Arkansas is among 12 states, including California, Colorado, Georgia, Missouri, and Texas, who are being awarded the competitive grant funds. The program provides financial assistance for the planning, program design, and early implementation of charter schools. Julie Johnson-Thompson is Director of Communications with the Arkansas Department of Education.
At this point, we have 17 open enrollment public charter schools in the state. And by open enrollment, I mean that they are run by a nonprofit organization, and they are open to students regardless of the district that they reside in. And they can apply for waivers from some of the normal regulations that our traditional public schools must abide by. And this allows, or the intent is to allow for some inventiveness on the part of the schools to try new things and increase ways of, or ways of to increase raising achievement for students. So this grant money that we just learned that we will receive is to be used for planning and implementation grants. So once an outfit has had an application approved by the Department of Education and the State Board of Education, they will receive some funding to be able to get that school from the drawing board to a live physical place where students will attend. And they generally have less than a year to make that happen.
All told, Arkansas will get $3.4 million from the Federal Education Department to support charter school startups. Johnson-Thompson says the Arkansas Department of Education has received 14 letters of intent so far from open enrollment charter schools to be established primarily in Little Rock, Pine Bluff, Texarkana, Hope, and Fort Smith.
These grants go to applicants who have their plan for a charter school approved and must get from that point of, okay, we've figured out what we want to do, now let's make it happen. So these are funds to actually help them put their faculty in place, get their programs in place, their facility equipment and so forth in place, and to make those plans to make that charter school a reality.
Applicants have until the end of August to apply for the grant funding. Arkansas law limits open enrollment charter schools in the state to only 24. According to the U.S. Department of Education, the purpose of the grant is also to disseminate information about charter schools. It says charter schools provide enhanced parental choice, and because they are exempt from many statutory and regulatory requirements, charters can pursue more flexible programming. Still, as are all public schools, charter schools are held accountable for improving student academic achievement. But, the department says, the objective is to replace rules-based governance with performance-based accountability, thereby stimulating the creativity and commitment of teachers, parents, and citizens. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.